some business to attend to. Niall and show. Please keep my name off this, as I don't want the woman in question to know I'm talking about her. My daughter's 11 and she went to her friend's house for a play date over Easter. I was a bit unsure about her going there because I know they're the type of family who eat fast food a lot. As suspected, she had nuggets, spaghetti hoops and chips, but that wasn't the worst thing that happened. The family let her watch Mamma Mia the movie. That is a PG movie for a reason, and my daughter told me that the mom was not in the room for any of it. They watched it without supervision. There's adult themes, which I think you're aware of. I don't need to go into the antics of Meryl Streep in that movie. It's the dungarees for me. Anyway, how do I have this out with her? Because I can't let my daughter go there without highlighting the movie issue. It's a bit of kissing and stuff. But
I'm genuinely trying to think of it. I feel like I've seen Mamma Mia so many times and I can't think of... Like, I get it, you know, the guidelines are there.
Swear words, and
I don't think there's anything... Like, there's nothing screaming at me, and I've seen that a lot. Like, she does dance in her dungarees. I'll give it that. She does some movement. What a dilemma to come back to. I have an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
She's not a big Mamma Mia fan, actually, to be honest with you. She doesn't like it as much as I do. I do remember my friend years ago, her daughter, her favourite movie was Mamma Mia, and I think she was younger than 11, and she, every time she came in,
it's
I used
so
to...
musical, it's mostly
yeah,
music.
Yeah, music, yeah, and every time she came into the house, we used to have it on DVD, and she'd like, Sean, I want to watch Mamma Mia, so I remember watching it with her, and she was definitely younger, but look...
Of course you had it on DVD. Of course.
But the point, I bought it for my mum, alright? Yeah. I was a good daughter. The point is that, like, you seem to have an issue with the parents, right? And like, look, at the end of the day, you're absolutely entitled. You're a parent, and you're entitled to say how you feel about your child going to somebody else's house. And yeah. Like, that's
you'd
absolutely
hope the same kind of guidelines and boundaries that you have in your own home might be respected elsewhere.
Yeah,
but I could maybe understand if this email was coming to us and it was an over 18s movie.
PG is parental guidance, and I get it.
There is scope there with the PG.
I don't necessarily think with a PG that's like I wouldn't personally have an issue with somebody saying, oh, my kid watched a PG movie while the parent wasn't in the room, but then I suppose it depends on the movie and you're like how you feel, and absolutely it is your child, you're totally within your rights to do that. It's just that it makes it a little bit difficult, like, you know, to go over to somebody, your kid is going on a play date, and to say, like, did she enjoy the nuggets? Did she not want them? Or is it just that you have this really strong feeling about her not eating fast food? Because I'm sure, like, that's just, as she said, that's the norm for them. It's not the norm for you. But I suppose there has to be a little bit of kind of, like, leeway, doesn't there, when it involves play dates and you're going over to somebody. What I'm mostly struggling with is what in Mamma Mia would be. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, and I feel like I've seen it so many times. What would be the adult themes and the antics? What are the antics?
Meryl antics.
What is she?
Yeah. Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. Can you understand where this mom is coming from? Should she weigh in and have words with the other mother about Meryl Streep? 085-102-9103. What's your advice?
Her line is, that is a PG movie for a reason.
See, I can't really be a hypocrite on this because I saw so many over 18s horror films when I was small. Yeah. My older siblings had them, you know. I turned out all right.
Yeah, I went to my friend's house when I think I was around this age, like maybe 11 or 12, and she put on a movie with her brothers. I think it was The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Oh yeah.
And I asked to ring my mum to go home.
Okay, let's get through the messages. Sam was on, Mamma Mia is miles. Lads, I once let my 12-year-old watch Deadpool, thinking it was just another superhero thing. I had to fast forward the whole first section of the movie. No judgment here.
Oh my God. Geraldine, I don't have any advice for the Daily Dilemma, but I think everyone's homework today is to go home and watch Mamma Mia. It's on Netflix, actually.
Paul says, maybe Pierce Brosnan's singing needed more than a PG rating.
Karen, Mamma Mia, it wasn't Debbie Does Dallas. That girl has serious issues, if that's all in life that there is to bother her. One junk food meal is not going to do her daughter any harm. If anything, it could show her daughter a treat every now and then it's something to be enjoyed. Maybe she could invite the other child over and they can watch episodes of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and feed her a 100% organic meal and see how the other half lives. There's nothing wrong with Mickey Mouse Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. It's a very good series.
Susan says, I'm in stitches here.
Oh no, are you reading this out?
I don't, can I?
Look. It's from the movies.
My daughter loves Mamma Mia since she was about 2. Just all the music and the dancing, and she did turn around one day and tell her dad. that he was a reckless little slut. Which is a famous line from the film. Okay, I'm starting to understand where the mother's coming from now.
I googled it and that is in it. It's just the fact that the kid turned around and said it to the dad.
Of all people. Right, let's hear just a little bit from Miriam on this.
Where are you?
How's it going? I guess we, in general, I think the movie ratings are gone a bit mad. Sometimes I'm watching things that are 12 and, like, they definitely are things in it that we wouldn't have had when we were younger. They would have been in 18 movies. I think we've definitely, the benchmark or whatever has changed on what's okay for children to watch and be exposed to. But I think maybe this parent just doesn't like the theme. So it's not sexually explicit, it's not violent, etc., etc. But like, it is an adult theme. Like, I mean, that daughter doesn't know who her dad is, and that mother didn't know who the dad of the child was, or did she? I don't know. I haven't seen it in years, if ever I've seen it at all. Totally. But like, that is an adult theme.
Fair.
And like, a lot of the time these days, parents and adults speak around children and have adult conversations around children, and children are hearing things that they shouldn't.
I'll take your point.
That they may be too young to be hearing. And
yeah, that's a fair point, Mary.
I think what we need to do is we all need to do
review
a little bit of research.
Review
okay, it's available now on Netflix. Yeah. I think we all need to watch it and decide for ourselves.
We'll come back together and we'll put our own rating on it.
We will decide what the beef breakfast is.
Let's regroup.